Hello.
Derek?
Yes.
Hey, Derek. It's me, Dave, the local spash.
Yeah, I lost you there. I'm going through back the service area.
Yeah, I figured. I know the way service can be spotty out there in those areas. So, I mean, I've been working these areas for a long time, right? I've been doing it for 12 years. So I figured I'd give him a couple minutes. He's probably driving through a spotty area, give you a holler right back, right? So, no big deal. But, I mean, it looks like pick up where we left off at. I mean, you got a couple minutes to continue the conversation?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So let's see what we got here. Let me get back to where we're at. Okay, so we were talking about promoting the Facebook link, okay, and then we went through the dashboard, right? So then let's see what we got here. I'm just going to go review over the services. We have you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday. You're willing to take calls during the same hours, 8 to 5. Now you are doing 40 miles in any direction, right? Now we're doing the lawn services. Now I do have a question about your lawn services. So with the lawn seeding, that's going to be is that routine maintenance, or are you also you just looking for one-time shots? I mean, I know that's usually like a routine maintenance type of job, right?
I was wanting to kind of build a clientele. As I build the clientele, I'll offer them some sort of packages.
Okay, great. So then with the packages, we can do that on the website, and we can actually put that like in a separate page and tab, right? So that way clients can visit the website, see the packages you have to offer for that service, then they can select from there. We can also put payment links there, so that way your clients can pay online, and there's no transfer fees there. So you don't have to worry about paying anything extra just because you got a link up on your website, right?
Okay.
Okay, so with those packages, I will need some of the details, right, because we're going to build that into the website. I mean, do you have an idea of what you're looking at with any of those packages, any of the options?
Someone's yard, like first time, cut it. We'll look at it, cut it, and then do basically like a weed and feed. So therefore, like you would just get a good start for the grass and stuff like that, and say like, I guess it depends on how big the area is for them and how long it takes to do it. So.
In the package, instead of putting a direct price there, you put subject to size, something like that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so for a package, it's a first cut, and you said you had a good term there. It was a weed and what? I'm sorry, you kind of cut out.
Weed and feed.
Weed and feed, gotcha. So we can do first cut with a weed and feed?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one right there. Put an asterisk. Okay, so I got that one for A. That's going to be like the first initial cut. And do you have anything else in mind?
Turn off, man.
As far as like the lawn seeding, I know that's like a whole separate service that honestly you'd want to promote. There's not a lot of lawn companies out there that actually offer that service, right? So with the lawn seeding, are you doing that as a routine maintenance as well?
It's something that I would want to do, yes.
I mean, the way that we're going to get clients, if you want to do that service, is by letting them know you're willing to provide it, right? Giving them a clear-cut path to how they're able to get it, and they understand how you're working, right? And that's what the website will do for you. It gives those customers every reason to want to call you, right? So that's what we'll want to list there. So we'll do on seeing. Maintenance and new application, right? So you're willing to do them both. You'll start it from scratch and you'll maintain it. You're willing to do like the maintenance and you're willing to start it from scratch. So we can do lawn seeding, maintenance, and, you know, new installs.
Yes,
or
okay. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do you know what the webpage name will be?
Yeah, well, so we'll buy the domain on your behalf, and it'll be something like d1solutions.com, right? I mean, it won't be in something random. I mean, we always are going to do our best to keep the name in there. Now, when I did search, there is a d1solutions-llc.com. So that domain is taken, and then there's just a D1 Solutions LLC. So it looks like what might be good for us is going to be that just D1, and we're going to spell out one the way that you have it, O-N-E. These other ones actually have the number one next to them.
Yeah, so D0 or D-O-N-E.
N-E, exactly. Yeah, so that's going to make you stand out from these guys. And not only that, I noticed like this D1 Solution, man, remodeling, let's see where he's at. I'm curious to see why he's showing up here in our backyard. 941. Let's see. Yeah, he's not from our area. Florida, Sarasota, Bradenton, Venice, or Port Charlotte. You see, and he's coming up in our backyard, so we definitely want to get that fixed for you. Get these search engines tuned into your favor. And that's really what we do. We tune the search engines into your favor, right? So, oh, that's the other thing we're covering. We're about to get to the end of the timeline, right? We were at day 7 of 14, which is the website and the social media. And then day 45, you're anchored there on that front page for every area you want to be listed, right? That's going to be that 40-mile radius. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I got some of the basics here. Now, as far as your logo, do you need a new logo?
I haven't really got one yet.
So we do logo creation, and you don't have to worry. We don't charge extra for that. So once you're one of our clients, right, it's basically we're your white glove service. We're going to take care of everything you need. If you're needing a digital business card, if you're needing a new logo design, we'll take care of that for you at no extra cost, right? It's part of your monthly subscription. So I can put in here for a new logo creation. Is there any colors you have in mind?
I like orange and white. Trying to think here. Orange and white, gold and red, or black and orange, something like that.
Okay, so you have three different color combinations you're willing to accept. That'd be either an orange and white, or a gold and red, or black and orange.
Yes.
Okay. I'll get you a digital business card as well.
I think my preference would be the black and orange.
Black and orange? Okay. This will go black and orange. Alrighty. So we got two of your packages. Now we have your logo creation. We're going to go with black and orange. We're doing the digital business card request, and we are going to also do the domain and the website. Okay, so. Righty, I got you set up there. Now, the last thing we'll go over before we go into billing details or anything like that is a voice verification. Now, with this one, basically I walk you through the program. I outline it for you so that way I make sure you have a clear understanding of how it works, right? If at the end of everything you say, hey, you know what, Dave, that's fine. All right, go ahead and agree. Then we'll move forward with some billing info. Does that sound good?
Okay.
So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Now this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you. Now to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
D1 Solutions.
Okay. Now please state your name and title within the business.
Derek Caldwell, Lawn Care Service and Landscaping.
Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I'm working on that as you speak.
What do you mean? Like working on what?
Like getting the licensing and stuff and insurance together. I should have it together by Monday.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. Yeah, no, I was just asking if you're like an authorized party on behalf of your business to be able to enter this agreement if you do understand and agree to everything at the end of it.
Okay.
All right. Now, you are an authorized user on the billing of your account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Derek, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local slash?
Yes.
Okay. So please save our 877-635-6225 number as local splash on your contacts. And what I'll do for you right now is I'll text it out to you. So that way you already have it there on your phone and you can just save it whenever you're not driving there. Cool. All right. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. So what I'll do now is I'll go ahead and set up a security question on the account. You can ensure the call's coming from us and not anybody else. Okay, so you have three options. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you like?
Maiden name, Cartwright.
Cartwright, no. Okay, now in hiring local splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, say that again.
For sure. So in hiring local splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So here's the deal. We're going to have very specific algorithms input on your Google business profile to keep you anchored on the front page, right? So if somebody's calling you and they say, hey, Derek, we want to help you with this and that on the Google business profile, you're going to have my extension directly to my office, and we're always going to be in communication. So just give me a call and say, hey, Dave, they're asking me about this. I mean, what do you think? And I'll let you know whether they're going to do something or try to charge you for what we're already doing, obviously, because we want to protect you from that. But second, we want to make sure they don't affect the results that we got going on for you. Right, because we want to make sure you never rotate off that front page. So, I mean, is it fair to say that before you jump in anything else with somebody on Google, your Google profile, you'd let us know?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential the local slash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include a business license, Google verified application, which we're not working on right now, or any other items recommended for Google business profile verification. Now, we kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on April 10, 2026 in a non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 10th day of each month, the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number that I'll be texting out to you. Now, if you do cancel your account within the first 90 days, another termination fee will apply. That's the one that I spoke about. Now, to prevent charges for your next month's service, all you do is you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Sure.
Derek, what's your last name?
Cobalt is C-A-L-B-A-U-G-H.
That one for you. Now, I'm about to send you another text message, and this one's going to be that 877 number, and my extension will be right on the side. No, I'm in office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Anything outside of that, that 877 number is 24/7 customer service. There's never a time of the day or night that you can't contact and get a hold of somebody. Okay. So that 877 number will always be a lifeline for you. Now, inside of the dashboard, I'm about to send you your logins. Inside of that dashboard, you're going to see, oh, you know what? I already sent them to you. All right, we can move on to our billing information. Now, what's the billing address you're going to have on file?
The billing what?
Billing address that you'll have on file. And is that different from the business address that we'll be using?
Trying to think. Probably going to do a postal account, a P.O. box. For the business.
Okay. So here's the deal, Derek. Google won't accept the P.O. box, right? But here's the thing. This is what I do for businesses. If you're working out of a residential, so you're worried about customers seeing where you live, you never have to worry about that. We are going to mask your address so that way they won't see the residential address. What they will see is your geofenced area on the map, and inside of that will be highlighted in, and then it'll have your red ping right in the middle, right? That highlighted area is going to be your service area. And those are going to be the areas that will be data service providing for you, and your customers will be able to see that, that that's where you cover, right? Now, when they hover over the ping, they'll see your business name. They'll be able to be directed to the website and everything, but they'll never see a physical address for you, right? Okay. I can show you a few examples of that if you'd like. But that's how it works, right? We can use that mask feature for you. Now, if there's like another reason for the P.O. box, I mean, we can go over that now, but I'll just shoot you straight. I mean, Google, they're not going to verify you with the P.O. box.
Okay.
All right, so you want to use the masking feature?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you. All right, we got that one now on the profile. Okay. Now, is the billing address, is it separate from the business address, or are they the same?
Yeah, a little bit is different. Woodvale, W-O-O-D-V-A-L-E, Road.
Okay. And that's in Prattville?
Yes.
Okay. And zip code?
36067.
Now, what is the business address?
I'm sorry?
The business address, is it the same as the billing, or you said they were different, right?
No, they're the same.
Oh, it is the same. Okay. And I'm going to put on that mask. Great. All right. So now we can move on to billing. Now, how would you like to satisfy that payment? Now, they allow you to do it a few different ways. You can use Master, Visa, Discover, Amex.
I can do that later today. I can't use any card or reference to it right now.
Okay. So what you can also do is on that dashboard that I gave you the logins to, you'll have a password there, right? So if you look up the message, I don't know if you want to put me on speakerphone, feel free, right? So that way you can see what I'm talking about. But on that message, you'll see https://my.localsplash.com. Now, when you click there, your username is going to be your phone number with no dashes or spaces. And then the password is going to be in the message we sent you. I can't see that password, right? So what you do is you go ahead and put in that password and log in. Now, when you first log in, it's going to tell you that your subscription is not active yet, obviously because the payment hasn't been processed, right? But what you'll do is you'll go to the billing info. You can click there, and you can actually enter in your own billing info, right? From there, you can also edit. You can change your card info if you need to, you know, from month to month or you get a new card or whatever, right? But there's where you're able to edit that billing info. Once that one's done, I mean, what you can do is either shoot me a text, phone call, hey Dave, we're updated, jump back on the line, process your payment. Once you process, then we schedule you for your onboarding call. Okay. As soon as your payment processes, you'll get the three messages that you need. Now, one of them is going to say initial invoice, and then the other will say action meeting items for Google Business Profile verification. On that one, that's where we're going to get started working, you know, right away. So right after onboarding, we're going to basically start getting you verified. It'll be a small video verification. If you, I know you don't have a business card yet, but we'll go ahead and be getting that one taken care of for you. So that way, if for some reason you don't have the LLC yet, we can go forward with the video verifications, and we'll use things like the business card, your truck, tools, trailer, things like that, right? And get you verified.
Okay.
Sound good? Put all this information into the profile. Now, there's not much I can do about stopping the phone calls, right? So I would say it is better sooner than later that you get in there and you update that. I mean, obviously, I know you're on the road, right? So I don't want you to go over just that. I mean, I can hear your blinker going on, but more or less, is this something that you're wanting to do today?
Yeah, I'm trying to get everything handled as fast as possible. So I'm actually going to stop here and pick up my daughter and my favorite lunch, and then after that, I'll be able to fill any more information out.
Okay. So you want me to give you a holler back in about, I mean, it's up to you, right? You just let me know what's comfortable, what you're comfortable with.
Probably about 2 hours.
Okay. So then I'll go ahead and I'll give you a ring back in about 2 hours. And if you have some time, you want to get in there and start filling out your information, feel free, right? That way you're ready to be two steps ahead. We can get that onboarding call taken care of for you sooner than later.
All right, will do. Thank you, sir. And your name
absolutely
is David.
Absolutely, Derek. That's right. My name is David. And I'll go ahead. I'm also going to email you right now. Let me make sure I got the email. Yeah, I did. That's dcobal@gmail.com. So I'll email your proposal as well. That way you already have that one online. And then once the payment's processed and your initial invoice, that's when you'll get like that voice verification basically over the things that we went over. So that way you can keep that online for your protection.
Okay. Well, thanks, sir. I appreciate all your help.
Absolutely. Appreciate you as well. It's been a pleasure, Derek. Talk to you soon.